Then we have defects in the regulation of the complement activation, which are mainly composed of the deficiency of the two important two important proteins. One of them is an enzyme, that is C1 esterase inhibitor. This protein inhibits the esterase, which cleaves the C1. So as a result, if it is deficient, it is going to lead to inhibition of the esterase, and hence C1 will be deficient. Its deficiency lead to hereditary angioedema, which affects the bowel mucosa, face or extremities, and more seriously the laryngeal edema, which may be life-threatening. Another one is the deficiency of factor 1. This factor 1 deficiency will lead to unchecked cleavage and breakage of C3, and hence there will be deficiency of C3. All of the features of the C3 deficiency, that is meningococcal meningitis and pneumococcal pneumonia, will be present. Plasma infusion in these patients can be life-threatening because the plasma which is infused contains C3. It will be rapidly cleaved to form anaphylotoxin C3A, which will result in anaphylactic shock and anaphylaxis.